Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the You Up podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana, after our long hiatus.
I know. It feels like it's been a really long time.
Well, I guess not for the listeners, because we're here every Wednesday and Sunday no matter what.
Well, they're probably like, you've been talking about stuff that happened weeks ago,
right?
As they're listening.
Right. Like, oh, we're mentioning Chicago and we're thanking you in retrospect, even though it didn't happen yet. Now we are taping Dateline May 24th.
Yes.
It is the Wednesday leading into Memorial Day weekend, which means this will be released on the Wednesday after Memorial Day weekend. And I don't
know. It's summer.
We're here.
It's here.
Yeah. Season of renewal, spring, summer, we are in it. Like, we are in weekend trips, and it feels like a little bit like Groundhog's Day. I feel like we've done this conversation before, but I have to say, I think we're in for an unhinged summer.
Oh, I saw your story. That was so funny with the girl asking you for gum and then to do cocaine.
It was the craziest. And like, you do have this vibe in New York City, like on a, it was Tuesday.
Yeah.
And the weather was like just good enough that you could sit outside while being being comfortable.
Like 70?
Right, that 70-ish.
You might need a sweater.
You need a sweater. Maybe, you know, your most annoying friend wouldn't want to sit outside.
I wouldn't want to sit. Right. I don't like being cold.
But you bring
it's
a sweater.
It's too cold. Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I guess we'll sit inside where nobody is.
It's me.
Right, that's you. Yeah, yeah, I guess we'll sit in the back of a dark bar while it's bright outside and a little bit cool. Okay. I'm on my way. I leave the Comedy Cellar. I'm walking out. Listen, you get offered drugs on McDougal Street every 5 seconds.
You do?
Oh, yeah. The drugs, weed, coke. You know,
I must
people
not
with,
have the face for getting drugs.
I guess I have that face. Yeah.
You look like someone who does drugs.
Right. I'm the guy who buys. Okay. I'm a buyer. Yeah. So I was like away from McDougal Street. This wasn't do you want to buy drugs situation. Literally a woman goes, oh, like she looks at me to ask me something. She didn't look at me because she knew this podcast. She goes, looks at me like to ask me a question. I take out a headphone. She goes, you're the guy from the internet.
Do you think she knew who you were?
At that point, okay. She goes.
Is she like younger? Is she like someone who looked like she's in our demo?
Yes.
Okay.
In the demo. But at first it was, I'm looking for anyone to help me.
Okay.
And then she comes across me and I go, yeah. And she goes, ah, like immediate recognition. You're the guy. And it was like a weird, from the internet. You do stuff with the thing. And you were like, I saw you a few years ago on the subway. I'm like, you know, it's one of those conversations, I'm sure you've had it, where you have to like take the reins of the conversation and like, easy there, big fella. You know, like you have to take things on
course.
We're
on very different pages.
Right. Yeah. And I go, well, thank you. Like I stopped everything. I'm like, stopped her ramblings to go, thank you. Nice to meet you. I'm Jared. Like I'm trying to like be polite. And she goes, I'm so-and-so. And I go, well, nice to meet you. And she goes, you were on the train. And I'm like, okay. And she goes, and then she like kind of readjusts and she goes, do you have any gum? And I go, no, I don't have any gum. And she goes, okay. And then she just holds up a bag of cocaine. She goes, do you want a bump?
Just out?
Right.
Wow.
And I go, no, this, no, thank you.
Sounds,
I don't know.
She sounds like what you would hear like the most annoying conservative person on Long Island saying about what it was like to be in the city. Like that sounds like something like someone who's lived in the suburbs for 40 years.
Right.
Like in the city, you walk down the street and they just offer you drugs. There's just, you know, crime everywhere.
Right. They want your gum.
Right. Like it sounds like a fake made up story. But like if I heard that from like a realtor on Long Island, I would believe that.
Right. What's not? I mean, it is the truth somewhat. And listen, and the levels of how in danger I felt, it was a negative 20. You know, like I did walk away from it thinking, I think this is kind of where people are at these days.
Yeah.
Like, it's either I've gone to Long Island and I've moved to the suburbs and I am shuttered in my home because the big city's scary.
Yeah.
Or it is one titty out.
Anything
goes. Freak flag flying. Have a bump, rando. Saw you on the train 3 years ago. What up?
Like spring break.
Right. There's a little element, I think, and if you think of like what we have gone through, if we like look at it on a macro level, you have the pandemic, you think, okay, we're back outside, and then you're back outside a little bit, and like, you know, life's a little askew to pre-pandemic, I would say, for most people. It's just a little different than maybe you thought it would have been. You're maybe a couple years behind the schedule. And I think that I feel that way in my own life where you go, did I lose these years?
I think there's just, there's a feeling of like things are a little weird right now. And I mean, I also think, and I mean, I don't want, this isn't so not that podcast, but I feel like there's like a weird economic situation in the air of like this like weird recession-y thing. And like, I do think that has an impact. People are like, I'm unsure.
There's a lot of uncertainty is in the air. And I think when you do one of two things, you either stay at home and lock the door or you go out and you're like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing some coke.
I'm going to live.
And drink. I'm living.
Yeah.
Because there may be no tomorrow. Because every night feels like a Thursday here. So, I mean, like there's positives and negatives to that. You know, as far as our podcast is concerned, like people are out. You know, people want to meet in real life. Everyone says that. Everyone wants to meet in real life. There are people out there living life in a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, you might have to like walk them back a little bit to chill them out. You might have to take their reins like I did. Easy there, you know?
Yeah, you got to be the shout. You're like the RA.
Right. I felt a little. When she offered me cocaine, I was like, excuse me? It is a Tuesday. I'm trying. I have things to do tomorrow. I have a podcast to take.
I mean, that is a crazy Tuesday movie. Out in the open. I mean, at least be like discreet.
She held it out like with her hand up like this.
It was actually a mint.
Like a mint, yeah. It was literally like, would you like...
Like your grandma at Temple on Rosh Hashanah. Do you want candies?
Do you want some hard gum that's been in my purse for 6 years? Yeah, that's kind of what it felt like.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's just crazy. And I kind of felt that way in Chicago, too. We did the show in Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago was a blast. Whoever came, thank you.
Just a great vibe from that whole city, from the audience there.
Everything.
I said that when I went back. I was like, it's a city that, like, is like nice. They want to laugh and they, you know, we're having a really good time. Really good energy.
Great energy. The show was fantastic. And if you're out there, Philadelphia, you're next.
Yeah.
Philly, what the fuck are you doing?
You got to step up the ticket sales. We're not going to lie.
We can't lie to these people.
We need more people to come to the Philly
show. The group chat. Buy the tickets. What are you doing? It's a fun night. We're going to have a blast. We do dating app makeovers. We got the deal reveal.
It's a Thursday. What else are you doing?
Yeah, you don't got shit.
Yeah.
It's not like you got a bag of cocaine in your pocket that you're sharing with strangers on the street. Come on.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Bring the boyfriend, the girlfriend, the group chat. Assemble a mom, dad, sister, brother, coworker. Anyone with, you know, that is a fun vibe. And we have fun people that listen to this podcast. I mean, I was in shock when I heard Philadelphia was just sitting on their hands.
I know, because we haven't been there in a while.
It's been a while.
And, you know, like, they haven't seen it. Maybe they're resentful that we didn't come back.
Maybe that's
it. For many
it.
Years. Yeah, that must be it. Must be like a projection thing.
A group of women in their 20s holding a grudge? What? I can't imagine.
Well, speaking of that.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to talk about Vanderpump Rules.
Let's talk about it. It's all over the news.
Yeah.
You can't avoid it. I mentioned Vanderpump, like Scandoval, on a dating app to someone. It was, I'm back from my European tour. Thank you for asking, everybody.
We'll get into Vanderpump,
way more important, but somehow I'm on the Raya, like I'm getting English people.
That's hot.
Which is hot, which is cool. And then this one woman and I are talking, and somehow I brought up Scandoval, and she was like, that's a real knicker dropper. She said knickers.
Wow. Knickers.
Knickers.
That's hot.
Made me wet. Right. Made my knickers wet. I fucking almost shit my knickers.
Yeah. So they know that over there too. It's an international thing.
International. And I think of you every time it comes up because I don't watch it.
Okay.
You're a fan.
I'm a fan of the show.
But long time fan.
Yeah. I mean, I binge watched probably the first 6 seasons like 4 years ago, like during a very slow winter.
Okay. This was pre-pandemic.
Yeah, this is pre-pandemic. This was like the week between Christmas and New Year's. I was like I don't know, whatever. So I watched it then, and then I've been watching ever since. It is kind of like, it is like an amazing show because it is both like the drama is real, and you can like kind of feel that it's real, and the people are actually friends with each other. So it doesn't feel like it's like concocted for the situation. But I mean, this is this no season has been as good as this season. And this was a show that might have been canceled a season or two ago because it was doing very poorly. And then it's also like a comeback story.
Right. And I remember what you said specifically, I think on this podcast, was that it's a bunch of idiots.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, they're very much, and I say that, you know, we're watching. So, you know, I don't, I think idiots is a, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm saying like, it feels as though they're not, you know, it's not.
It's trashy.
It's trashy, but these weren't the, you know, AP students from your high school. And I remember when you say that, because like, it does feel like even though the situations are real, the little pieces that I see, they kind of are filling certain tropes and characters. Like, they know what they're doing very surface level wise.
Well, I think that's why it's taken like the whole country by storm, is everyone, it has so, this scandal has so many different elements to it that I think people can grab onto any one of them.
Relatability is high. And it's like, if you've been cheated on, you've kind of, so what is your opinion? What do you feel right now?
So, I mean, obviously like there's a clear villain and he's very villainous. And when you watch the show, you see that he looks like I think about Ariana, who is the victim, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
That's like pretty obvious.
Right. She was so Ariana gets cheated on by her fiance.
She doesn't really like believe in marriage, but they live together, they own a home together, they've been together like 8 or 10 years, something like
Tom
that.
Tom Sandoval is the guy. And he's like this squirmy looking guy.
Yeah, he's got a mustache.
And I watched
and his
early
hair, he
kind
of looks like
right. He's not, I guess it's a chicken or egg situation. What comes first? The cheating or the squirmy look, like he now is the look of cheating now.
Yeah. Well, I think he was, and he sort of says this, is that he's sort of having this like, he's 40.
Yeah.
So he's having like a little bit of this like midlife crisis, and that's like sort of where it stems from. But the part about this that I found so interesting and so relatable but unrelatable is that I was thinking when I was watching Ariana on Watch What Happens Live, is that she is the luckiest woman in the world to have been cheated on in this manner. Like, at first you're like, oh, this is extremely embarrassing. Everyone sees it.
Right.
But then I was like, what is probably the worst part about getting cheated on in this way? And I think it's probably a lot of it is like thinking back to all these moments that you were like, this person is lying to me. This person is betraying me. This person is deceiving me. Mm. And you think, and it probably feels really lonely and isolating in that way to be like, oh, like, because sometimes you're infuriated about a little thing that no one else would ever understand because they weren't there or they didn't experience it. But when you watch the show, you watch all these mini betrayals. So the whole country gets to watch retroactively all the fucked up things that he was like doing in subtle ways that she clearly, that she would know, but that is so obvious. So it's like everyone has access to those memories and can feel outraged with her in real time.
Well, the jury of your peers, so to speak. And, you know, we've talked about this, like how many times that as a single person in a relationship person, whatever you are, you're sitting there talking to your partner or whoever you're dealing with. And you're saying, I wish there were camera crews on this so I could know if I'm being the miserable one or if this is actually crazy.
It's like the opposite of Snapchat.
Well, yeah.
It's like, instead of a disappearing message,
it's there in ink.
Yeah. And I mean, there's so many little things that get you more and more mad at him as you watch every episode. Like, because his narrative is that he was like trying to break up with her for like weeks or months. And she kept saying like, she refused to let him break up with her is his narrative. But then you watch the show and he's like about to fertilize her eggs with his sperm. Like she froze her eggs, like just in case they want, she didn't really want kids, but just in case. And he's like agreeing to go fertilize these eggs. So you watch it and you're like, you're a monster. Like, right. You're like clearly not trying to break up. If you're trying to break up with someone.
Did he fertilize the eggs?
No, he wound up not. Well, he kept saying, I don't want to do it because I don't want to like stop drinking or so. He didn't want to like stop drinking long enough to like get his sperm in better condition to fertilize the eggs. So it's just like, it's all kind of like these micro moments, which I think she's very lucky because I can see how you'd be like, because there's some, you know what? Everyone has a moment, I think, where they think back on an ex. And I'm sure you have this too, where you're like, that was really fucked up. But like, you're the only one who's thinking it because you're the only one who's thinking about your like relationship or your situationship or the other thing. And now it's kind of like everyone is in on that.
Well, it is similar to like someone, I was talking with someone else about it, about Ariana. And like, listen, she is the victim in this situation. He is the evil cheater. I'm not saying otherwise. But he is in now, like if you cheated on someone, you would normally, I cheated, I fucked up, you'd have your fight and you'd leave.
Yeah.
Now he is legitimately a prisoner because he can't
go
of the show. Yeah. He can't go anywhere.
I mean, he could, he just would stop making money.
Right. Yeah. So he has to stay on this show by, you know, because of his own ego, of his own whatever, you know, contracts, whatever it might be. He is trapped on this show.
Yes.
So he has to take all of the feedback that every woman who's ever been wronged by a guy would give. That's why Ariana, and I watched, there was a scene she's like
lucky in some ways.
She is not lucky.
It's unlucky to get cheated on, obviously, but if you're gonna get cheated on, it's nice that it ends with the Dancing with the Stars offer.
Right. Well, this is the thing. Of the cheated, she is getting a top-level cheating experience. Like,
that is my feeling. Like, right, if I am ever cheated on, if Mike ever cheats on me, I hope that I get what she has gotten.
Right. No, but that's why I kind of like, there's a little moment, like she's giving this big monologue speech of like, you never were good enough for me. I was with you before and I was with you and when you were a nothing. And she had that whole speech. Yeah. And I was a little eye-rolly at it because she's only getting this speech moment because she's a lot, you know, because of the show. He has to stay for that speech. And then, and she's also getting propped up by all these people who wish they could have given that speech.
Oh, yeah. But his issue, which I think he did completely wrongly, is like, even if he didn't think it, if he wants to ever be redeemable on TV, he just needs to go the, like, extreme apology route. And he wasn't doing that.
No.
It wasn't like, he wasn't just taking it. He was like fighting back.
Right.
And I think, again, right or wrong, that is not the look that's going to do well for you.
Well, another thing, you bring up the sperm and the eggs fertilization. I think anyone who has cheated or ended a relationship, if anyone's ended a relationship with someone, they have done the thing where they've gone a little
further,
too far
than
they should. There's always something, no matter who ends a relationship.
Wasted the best years of my life.
Right. Like, I have been guilty of things like that where they go, well, then why did you do this? And you go, I don't fucking know. I was afraid. I was scared of breaking up with you.
I was scared.
And he should, I mean.
That's what he should have leaned into.
I don't know. I haven't watched that part, but I'm saying
like. He should have just taken more accountability.
Right.
I think,
if he had said.
Instead of being like, things are not, we're not good.
Right. If like, he had said, I was scared of fertilizing your eggs because I didn't want to think I wanted to be with you forever. That's more of an ownership than he took, probably.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's much more of a like, I tried. He's pretending he tried to break up with her. He's pretending like, oh, it's like we haven't had sex in like whatever, and
right.
It was like all like those excuses where you're like, and then she's like, oh great, so like, so fuck my friend then,
right?
Like why are you trying to fight? Just like concede.
Right. And also, let's go to episode 3, season 6. And I can show you like in you're right, it's the opposite of Snapchat. What is now, I have to wonder, the other woman who's on the cast, he could have cheated with anybody, like, what is the feeling on her?
Everyone
hates her. Yes. And she was brought into the show, right?
Well, she was dating a different guy on the show.
Okay.
And they were engaged, just a couple. And the other part of it is that Tom Sandoval helped pay for his engagement firework
celebration. So did she cheat on him too?
No, she had broken up with that guy at the end of last season.
Okay, so
she
was
ended
free.
The engagement. So she was free, but she was like, basically she like hooked up with a different guy on the show, the other Tom Schwartz.
Right.
And everyone was mad at her about that. But the whole time she was actually sleeping with this Tom. And she was very good friends with Ariana. So it adds in like the my friend betrayed me element. So it's like my friend betrayed me, if you can relate to that. My boyfriend cheated on me, if you can relate to that. And then like just like the messiness of the drama of all these people. There's just so much to like cling on to.
And now there's a reunion. Like imagine getting a reunion with your ex. Like she is living the dream. The dream.
Yes.
Of a certain kind. Again, that's why, like, it's hard for me to sit there and be like,
"No, I
we
think
have to throw a funeral for her." Like, I kind of like.
It is devastating.
Of course,
I think that I can't believe that their relationship was not real. They were together for so long. They own a home together,
right?
And like again, she like the egg and the sperm. Like, I don't think that it was all. Were there probably a lot more issues than like were seen on TV? I'm sure.
But, it doesn't matter though.
Yeah. I think it's totally devastating, but if it's all of that being said, if it's gonna happen to you, this is the luckiest way that I think she could be.
Yeah, I've always said this about widowers. You know, I don't want someone's wife to pass away, but those men seem to be living a charmed single lifestyle.
Is that true?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know many widowers.
That's right. Hard to find.
They're snatched up?
Snatched up right away. Okay? Because no one gets mad at them for ending things. Oh, I can't stop thinking of my wife. You know, like they... Yeah. And then also, like, they have committed, so they're not like this, like... You know, they're not me. You know, oh, 38, haven't been married, huh?
Afraid to commit. Yeah.
Watch out for him. No, they're a god on earth. They're angel living amongst us.
There's a whole Sex in the City episode about that where Charlotte starts dating this widower.
Yeah.
And basically that's the whole premise. It's right. Like they're saying like, oh, like this, you know what I mean? Like she's like, oh, he like loved his wife. He talks about her all the time.
Right.
So sweet. Whatever. And then you find out that he's dating like four other women.
Yeah.
They're all like, there's no showing up to the wife's like memorial or something.
Right. There's never been such a thing as like an evil widower unless he killed the wife. You know, that's the only, right. You know, like, or has been accused. That's the catch, you know? I don't know.
Like, you want to leave those guys out.
Those are documentaries of guys that like were in the, you know, were suspected.
Yeah, that's true.
Even those guys.
Those guys have like girlfriends in prison.
Yeah.
There's always some like crazy people who are willing to date those people.
Right. And that's the other thing when coming back to the Vanderpump thing, like to me, it's pretty clear cut. She's the victim. He's the evil guy.
Yes.
And this other woman is like not really redeemable as far as like being a friend is concerned. Mm-hmm. There are people on the internet, though, that you see like, well, there's always going to be the counter people. This situation, it teaches you that like, oh, anyone like that doesn't fall in, like you can just fall into this. Like this doesn't have to be that interesting. It doesn't have to be, well, Tom wasn't having sex. You know, like I'm like, oh, there's a counter argument to literally everything on the internet. Like, you know, these crazy people pop up just to be crazy on any subject.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, like, that's why the internet is such a...
Hellscape,
because, like...
Time waster.
Well, it's just kind of like, I don't think we were meant to get this much feedback.
Right. You're right.
Even me, who I'm not, like, I have no skin in the actual game. Like, I don't care. Like, even reading someone else's comment section is just like... I'm just like, I don't need to know all these people's opinions, and they don't even like actually affect my mental health directly. Right. But like, I just think it's bad.
Have you? Yeah. I didn't know Tom was a touring act.
Oh, Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras.
It is quite a thing to watch. I've seen now, you know, people tape his concerts and they show up on my feed.
Yeah.
And it's like this like wedding band, like
they're a cover band. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, and now people are going, he's probably making more money now.
Maybe. I don't know. I think it all leads into this like midlife crisis thing where it's like, and because the concept of the show, right? Mm. The original concept of the show is it's all these people who are struggling actors and models,
right,
working in LA at this restaurant where you kind of have to be pretty hot to work. Right.
Right.
And that's the basis for the show. And they all worked there like before the show was taped. So they actually already had all these pre-existing relationships. But I think part of that is like now they've become famous reality stars and they have millions of followers and they're like, but none of them are famous actors or models. Right.
Right.
Well, so I think you probably get to this point where you're on the show for 12 years and Tom Sandoval is like, oh, is this, is this it for me? Am I just this like reality star? Am I just this reality star? And am I like, I had, he had this bar with Lisa Vanderpump.
Right.
That was like part of the thing. But I think it's kind of like, if you think about the whole reason, the basis of the show, I can imagine you get to a place where you have to reflect and like, this is actually how my life panned out. It didn't wind up being the famous musician that I thought it would be, or the famous actor.
Well, I think this is a big problem in the world. I mean, no one wants to believe they relate to Tom Sandoval, but like, you know, the writer's strike right now has a lot to do with this, that they're not getting residuals, they're not getting paid, you know, like the way people were paid in the past. These streaming services aren't doing 10 seasons of a sitcom. They're doing 3 seasons and then going, yeah, goodbye, we'll move on to the next thing. And it's like, you know, if you're a reality star, you're in that group of like, oh, do we move on to the next thing? What's my next chapter? Do I have enough to retire? Will I be able to live this lifestyle that I've been living now? Am I, maybe I should have saved more, you know, while it was all... You know, while, you know, Sandoval's and the most extras were touring this world, you know, like, why, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of relatability to that. There's a lot of millennial relatability to that. Like, again, losing years. Why is it a little unhinged in the city? Well, people are like, I'm 38 now. I was 35. I thought I was young. Holy shit. Right. I'm almost 40. What the fuck am I going to do? I should have been married. I should have had kids. I live in a studio apartment. Oh, my God. I'm still on the dating apps. What
are
am I doing in my life?
Tom Sandoval?
Who? You're talking about me.
Well, I think we've gotten to this point post-pandemic where it's far enough out, but it still feels like it was not that far out.
Because
you're looking back, and I'm like, oh, what was happening in May of 2020? That first, I'm like, it always kind of, still kind of feels like last, you know, like 1980 always feels like 20 years ago.
Right.
Where you're like, I feel like this was last year of the pandemic, but it's actually like been like over 3 years.
The blip, you know, I'm a Marvel fan. I love the Marvel movies. The blip, 5 years, just take it away and then you're just back. You know, and I think our generation too, like, has a lot of like, you know, we're not, I don't know. I would assume like you have these monumental events that just like held up the world. You know, like, you know, if you think back, like 9/11, like that happens and it's like everyone has this like, we walked into school and everyone has their story, you know, like or of where they were and what happened, you know, in the same, in the similar way to JFK, you know, like that's
where
our
where were you?
Right. And now we don't just have one JFK. We have like a couple things, you know, like, and then you go to this pandemic with the, you know, and you're locked inside and you go, I had to stop my life. And I think a lot of people are living that way where they're like, what's the next thing that's going to stop? I could wake up tomorrow. I got to stop my life again for a year. You know, there is a little, I think, a fear of that.
Of a PTSD.
A little bit. Yeah. I think that our generation kind of feels that. Again, that's the reason, you know, everyone makes a joke, you know, no millennial can afford a house. But I think a lot of that is like a lot of millennials. We talked about this on the benefits episode. Yeah. A lot of millennials saying, I don't want to commit to for anything. 30 years. I'm not, you know, to one place. We love tapas. I loved Barcelona. I was in Barcelona.
Yeah.
I thought Barcelona was built for millennials. It was, you didn't have to order one meal. You could get a bunch of little things. But you spread yourself around. You'd walk down an alley. You'd come out to this little piazza. You'd have a drink, sit for a second. They, you know, they wouldn't even take a tap that you pay right away with your tap. You don't have to tip. You just pay and you can leave whenever you want.
Yeah.
Like even vermouth was, they drink a lot of, the drink in Spain, it was vermouth.
Vermouth, yeah.
But it's like sweet vermouth. So you can get it with like an orange slice and an olive. And that's low alcohol, low ABV. Yeah. So it's like, I'm not even coming in to get drunk.
Their version of like a spiked seltzer?
A little bit.
Okay.
So it was just like, I was like, wow, Barcelona probably, it has sea and mountain options.
Are you, it sounds like this is, are you going to retire there?
I'm moving.
Boca or Barcelona?
Right, I don't know.
One of the two. We'll
place
find
in
out.
Each. It kind of relates to our first email, to tell you the truth.
It does.
Not to toss us in there, but any other announcements? Should we get right into it?
I think let's jump right in, right?
I think we should jump right in.
Yeah, let's do it.
Listen, if you have an email you want to send us, uup@betches.com. And also, Philadelphia, we need you. We just won't come. Fuck you.
No, we're coming. Please
no, we're coming. Please buy a ticket. I try to talk tough
it's
with them.
It's not that bad. It's going to be fun. I mean, we're...
Right. We have great shows. Yeah, I don't even understand
what's
going on.
You know what? Even if it's just us.
We'll have fun together.
No, there's more
That's
people
right.
than that, I think.
You...
Some of the staff is coming.
Yeah. Well, also, we're coming to D.C., selling way better. We're going to have, you know...
D.C. is almost sold out.
Oh, great.
I think, yeah.
So...
New York.
That'll be a fun show.
Exactly. New York, Boston. Where are you going? Anywhere else?
Well, let's concentrate on these. Okay. I gotta make sure Philly.
Come on.
I'm about to go down to Philly with a sandwich board on, sell tickets in the street.
I find it so. It's 90 minutes from New York City. They don't.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. They'll be okay. Whoever's there, we're gonna listen. We sing, dance, and dust no matter what.
Yeah. And we'll be there.
We have to introduce Candace.
Yes, Candace.
Candace, welcome to the show.
Our new producer. I mean, not to scare everyone about Maddie.
Right. Maddie's dead.
She wasn't fired. No, I'm just kidding. No. Maddie, we love Maddie. She's been an amazing producer for how long now?
2 years.
Two years.
Wow.
And as much as I
That's
selfish-
one half of Maddie's life.
Close.
As much as I selfishly wanted to destroy your career trajectory and keep you here forever.
Right.
we've promoted her.
Yes. Very exciting.
Big promotion.
So she's still at Betches.
I'm still at Betches. I have not been fired.
That's right.
Don't worry about me. I'm okay.
That's why Maddie came in with a big chain with a money sign at the end of it.
She was ready to go.
Right. She got all that dough. Holy shit.
Yeah. Okay. Really rolling in it now.
Welcome. So congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And we pass the baton
to Candace. Introduce yourself, Candace.
I'm Candace.
Where are you from?
Phoenix originally.
Phoenix.
Not much to say about it.
Okay. We don't love it.
Nice hot place. Hot there.
Yeah, I've been.
We did a Phoenix show once.
I once went to Phoenix. It is so goddamn hot there that it's like.
In the summer especially.
I know. I horrified Jordana the other day with telling her my ideal thermostat temp.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
Wait, what?
Tell him the temperature that you go to sleep with.
I prefer my apartment at 78 degrees.
Oh my God.
Candace, we're starting off on the wrong foot. This is.
I'll just never invite anybody over.
That's like, insane.
I mean,
77 feels good. It's like seven's like a lucky number.
Are you seeing anyone, Candace?
I am. Yeah.
Okay. What's your?
How long? Is much colder than mine.
So how long have you been together?
Going on 2 years.
Okay. So the
long distance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh well. Thankfully for him, he doesn't have to sleep in the center of the sun.
Much closer. So
okay. How's the sleepover work with? The temperatures.
I bring sweatshirts. I've compromised.
You've moved more towards him.
That's what I tell Mike. You can always add more clothes that you can't really take away any.
Right.
Because I don't want to deal with a sweaty body or anything. So
okay.
I'd rather do the sweatshirts. I like comfiness, so it works.
Good for you. Okay, good.
But otherwise, don't invite people over. I've learned that. Not over here.
Well, we'll have to get your takes on some long distance relationship emails.
Absolutely.
Future. Oh, man. Don't know how that works.
So Candace is going to be the new Maddie in charge of...
I've been practicing my laughs in the background.
Thank you. This is big. That's a big part of what matters to me. I need to hear that support. Now, on the Instagram account and putting together the show, and you'll be chiming in and helping us out, especially in the
answering
long distance.
Your DMs to the You Up podcast, all that jazz. And you can see... Maddie, where can they find you if they miss you?
If you miss me, you can find me at Mads Paul, MADZ. More Betches things to come eventually, but we're still brewing. So
okay.
We're not really sure what she does here.
We're teasing. We're teasing.
Stay tuned.
Okay. I got a promotion. Yeah. We don't really know what it is yet.
Okay.
Something is coming.
Something's coming, right.
Yes.
The worst post in social media history. Yes. Get ready, guys. I know you're waiting.
I'll be doing a lot of that on my own Instagram. It'll be so fun.
Can't wait. And Candace, welcome.
Thanks. We're super excited to have you.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's JUVEDERM.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Okay, for those at home, we just had to stop the show for Jorge to adjust the dress of the American Girls doll. So if you rewind on YouTube, you can see a before and after.
Yeah, we've got to keep this. That was great.
All right, let's...
All right, I'll read the email.
Let's get to the email.
Hi, J&J. Greetings from Canada.
Oh, Canada.
I thought I'd bring some male flavor as we do exist in your audience. I'm currently presented with a dilemma. I've met this
one... A little bit of boy time.
There we go. I've met this wonderful lady through graduate studies, both in the same department, and I've recently been taking her on dates and being intimate over the past 2 to 3 months.
That sentence.
Weird.
Lady, weird. Intimate.
Yeah.
I think he's just trying to be.
That's why Jorge needed to fix right. The doll. Things are going very swell and I can. Swell.
Swell.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Things are going very swell and I can see myself being with her. We have both expressed that we like each other and enjoy spending time together. However, I'm slated to leave for field work in a few weeks, which will take me halfway across Canada in remote areas for about 4 to 5 months. That sounds like Chandler Bing's Yemen thing.
Is it? I don't I'm not familiar. Wait.
Where he like is trying to get out of it. He's trying to break up with a girl, so he pretends he's moving to Yemen. Remote areas of Canada?
Very relatable. Yeah.
Curious to hear your thoughts on whether I should ask her to be my girlfriend. Is it fair to do so and then get up and go at such an early stage? Another layer of complexity is that she'll be finishing her degree in the winter and I have a couple more years. High potential of her moving elsewhere for her career. Right person, wrong time. Sincerely, a Canuck conundrum. Did I say that word?
Canuck? Yeah, Canuck conundrum. Okay. Just tough to say. What do you think?
I kind of... It's a little bit of a tough one.
You know what's tough about this? There's a relatability for me. Okay. And I think... You know, this is a man who listens to this podcast, straight guy who listens to this podcast. And I have a little bit of this. And I don't know if it's, I think, you know, and again, I don't think, you know, there's a lot of feedback to what I'm about to say that I would understand is coming. But like, this does feel like he's getting ahead of disappointment because of, like, I find that in myself, where I've read the pleas and problems of however many people that have written into this, mostly female, mostly straight.
Right.
And you go, you kind of put, you know, this idea of like disappointment is probably coming.
Inevitable. Yeah.
And instead of just like enjoying this and thinking for myself, I'm trying to get ahead of this to end this before I get blamed for wasting someone else's time.
Okay.
Because he's like, he writes, I like her. We said we like each other. And he's already looking ahead towards her graduate degree.
Right.
You know, like, I understand what he's doing.
But it sounds like he wants to be in a relationship with her. Because he's saying, should I ask her to be my girlfriend? Like, that's like a proactive thing.
Right. I don't think there's a woman out there. Like, this is my opinion. I think a woman would would prefer, like, on the list of, like, the choices.
Yeah.
It's like guy who is can't wait to be committed to me, but lives 4 hours away for 4 to 5 months.
Right.
Versus let's just break it off because I'm going away for 4 to 5 months and I don't want to be wait. You know, I think a lot of people would rather be with the person who's excited for the relationship, no matter where they are.
Yeah.
Rather than the being single again.
You think he's not excited?
I don't know. I don't know. It's either he's not excited. I don't know why he's writing into us if he likes her so much. You know, like
I see what you're saying in terms of like your relatability to him of right. Like, is it even worth it? Like, I don't want like just to have to break up whenever then like, and I'm going to be the bad guy. But I think for him and maybe for you too, I do think there's this idea, like, there's some sort of aversion, it seems like, by men to just, like, see how, it, like, try it and see how it goes. And, like, we hear this all the time where it's, like, the woman will say to the guy, like, well, just be in a relationship. Like, I'm not asking you to marry me. Just, right. Like, let's just do it. And if it doesn't work out, we will have done it. And I think men are so scared. Many men seem to be so scared of, like, saying yes to that and then saying no later, which is very much your right to do. You can always leave a relationship at any stage that you're in. You're always allowed to leave.
I think part of that, and I don't mean to give excuses, but like, and I'm not trying to like blame women, mm-hmm. because I do think, I agree with you completely. This is a theme, sure. And a theme for myself. I'd rather not see how it goes. And a little bit is because in breakups you get told, then why did you do that? Why did you go with me to see about my sperm getting inseminated in my egg? I don't know. Like, and then you have to go, at the time, I was there.
Okay, but then if you say, I fucked up.
Yeah.
Then that's fine. You're not going to get arrested.
Right.
Like, you could just say, like, at the time, I wasn't sure, and now I am.
Right. I think a lot of guys are, there's a little bit of, like,
well, it's kind of like the worst woman you break up with will be like, you're the fucking devil. I hate you. Mm. You've done like the worst. And again, this is assuming you haven't cheated on them. You just break up with them. The worst woman you break up with is going to like freak out and pretend you're like an evil villain who mm-hmm. never cared about them and is just a complete piece of shit, right? Mm-hmm. Likewise, the worst guy that does this in a relationship with someone is like using them or leading them on and has no intent. Like the worst version of both
right.
are awful, but most people are not the worst version.
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some are even like pretty normal.
So no, that was something I wrote down before this episode. I was like, you know, it was kind of like a would you rather situation. Mm-hmm. Let's say you and I were in our graduate program. I'm like, let's be together.
Okay.
And then I move to hang out with the
Bumblefuck Canada.
Bumblefuck Canada. I'm with all the moose. Okay. And I'm sitting out there and it's 2 weeks in and I realize I don't got it in me to keep this up. And I feel like I'm letting you down.
Okay.
Hey, I got to do this job. When I come back, I have your number. I can pick up with you then if that's something that you and I are both in the place to be doing.
Okay.
But for now, this isn't a part of what I want to do.
And now what's your response? My response is, that's disappointing. I really, you know, like I had a good time together and I felt like it was worth, you know, trying to do this for longer. But if you are in a place where you don't feel like you can give this a real shot at being a relationship right now, I understand that. And if you're back and I'm still single, we can maybe talk when you get back.
Yeah, I think that's a normal way to respond. And that's kind of like this guy's so worried about her and making sure everyone's okay. And he's got to be a little bit more selfish.
Like to try it, to feel to like try he can it. Try it. Yeah,
yeah, like right. and that's advice for myself too. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm saying this to him, but
you can always leave.
You can always leave. And like, because I was like, you know, would you care about the fairness of being locked in a relationship more than being in a relationship where the effort is being made? You know, he mentions fairness. Like, would it be fair for me to go off and, you know, what do you mean? Is it fair to you?
Right. It's if she's accepting. Well, it's kind of like if she know you're not pretending you're staying here and then bouncing. Like she can also say no to the relationship too.
Right.
She might be like, I don't really want to date someone who's not around for the next 5 months.
Right.
So it's kind of like if she agrees to that, then fair is Whatever's fair is two people having all the information, making a decision that they feel makes sense to them.
Right. It's like
fair or not fair is like for everyone to decide individually.
It's kind of like my dad used to say this all the time. How much is it worth? Whatever someone will pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the kind of the similar to this situation.
Right. What's a fair price? A fair price is whatever someone agrees to pay.
Right. And if you, what's a fair relationship? Whatever someone's agreeing to the relate, as long as you're being, you know, forthright. And I think for this guy, he has to ask himself why he's asking this question. Right. Is he asking it because he's scared of getting blamed for leading someone on? If that's the case, yeah, you're gonna get blamed for that if it doesn't work out. But this, in the long run, in the macro view, everyone will forgive.
Exactly.
As long as you're acting honestly.
It doesn't have to be this like betrayal, horrible thing. If you break up, it happens. Like it's not the end of the world.
Right. I think that's like a big part of this is like, you know, is this like idea of like, you know, what if I'll be far away. Like, I think it's, do you want the responsibility of a relationship? Mm-hmm. And I think that's like, what he's kind of, well, how good will I be? I don't know how good he'll be.
Well, I'm saying maybe he's not sure. And I think there's nothing wrong with going into it with that attitude too, saying, right, let's say you do decide to try it. I think you could have like a real conversation where you're like, listen, I don't know what it's going to be like. I can't promise you that it's going to feel like easy to be like maintaining contact and being together in this thing. I'm willing to give it a shot and see how it goes. And I think that's almost sort of like the most realistic thing you could say to anyone.
This is not the same. I agree with you. And this is not the same as our friend Julia's situation.
Very different.
Well, I think that's kind of where it gets all mixed in.
Yeah.
Because Julia's situation, he's like, I want to be with you. Then 2 days later, he's like, my bad. Right. You know, like.
Not. It's a not joke.
Right. It's a good not joke. I would say that has so much more that worked into it. That had like, you know, him coming back and forth and her saying, this is what I'm looking for. Yeah. And again, as far as fair deal is concerned, she had presented the deal she wanted.
Right.
And in that situation, he was like, I'll take your deal. And then the next day he went, nah. You know, so this is different than that.
No,
this
I
is
agree.
Him, they're, this is the first time they've sat at the negotiation table. So he needs to like be okay with, hey, this isn't the same. If you do go back on this a week after moving to the fucking, you know, with the caribou, yeah, you're allowed to do that.
Yeah. And I think if you say, even going into it, like just saying your fears about it.
Right.
But also saying, you know what I mean? Like then everyone is, it's all about managing expectations, right?
Right.
So if you just say, do you want to be my girlfriend? And then no other conversation. Yeah. It could be like, it could end weirdly or awkwardly. If you almost go into it being like, I'm willing to give this a shot.
Mm-hmm.
If you are willing to give this a shot, see how it goes. If either of us feel like it's not maintainable or that we're like kind of like not able to do it, we can just tell each other.
He can also make it less than, I'm not proposing the relationship, you know, exclusive but not a relationship. But like, hey, I'm having fun. I want to keep having fun while we're away in a committed way.
Right.
You know, you and I will be boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm going to be out hanging with the maple trees, you know, like getting all that syrup. And while I'm out there, I want to keep it fun and I want to keep this partnership growing. And it's going to be hard. I don't know what.
I don't know how hard because I'm not in it yet.
Right.
And I think we should just take it day by day.
Right.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BowlandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Let's do some awkward sex.
Let's do it.
J&J. My ex and I ended things amicably after 2.5 years. Right before a big Valentine's Day event we were both attending with many of our mutual friends. Since we didn't plan to break up, but we were committed to this event and things ended nicely, we also decided, why not keep the plans, keep the hotel, and hook up one last time before officially ending things.
This sounds like too good of an ending to be true.
Right?
This never happens.
This never happens.
Yeah.
It was something I was like, it's like the ending everyone wishes.
Right.
This is like the ending where both people at the same time, like, you want to break up? Like, they said it at once. Right.
It's like a myth, though. This never happens, I think.
Good for them.
Yeah. If this is true.
Right.
Impressive.
In this particular relationship, we were very sexual and very adventurous. Over the course of the relationship, we got into all sorts of things, including using lube and butt plugs. The morning after the event, we woke up in the hotel and started going at it, and we had come prepared to spice it up. Eventually, we broke out the lube and butt plug. Given this was supposed to be our last hookup, we were maybe a little ambitious with the amount of lube we used. At one point during the hookup, I felt the butt plug slip all the way in. Uh-oh. Okay.
Wow.
That's a lot of lube. And the part of the toy that's supposed to prevent it, that was no match for the amount of lube applied, I guess.
How much lube was applied?
I mean, it's like they went into a baby pool. Naturally, I panicked. I physically separated myself from the ex and, without getting into graphic detail, successfully retrieved the toy from inside myself. She went on an excavation. My ex was very patient the whole time, asking if he wanted to drive me to the ER. And immediately after the retrieval, looked me dead in the eye and said, I 100% thought we were going to the ER today. Sincerely, one last rendezvous poop.
I like that.
What do you think of this?
Again, I don't believe in the amicability of the breakup. It's impressive. Although, right, she makes it sound like the relationship was almost like mostly sex-based.
Right. It seems like it was, right, two people having sex. And
maybe, yeah, there wasn't that much of an emotional connection. And that's the only way I could see it working out like that.
Right. And what if this was your last impression of someone? Can you imagine?
I just think it's so funny. You never imagine like breakup sex to involve like lube and butt plugs. But like, right, why not, I guess, right?
Breakup sex is usually like, it's a little sad. It's also like the bag is packed. Right. You're having it. You know, there's like, not a lot of things, right, to be left behind. Yeah. You know, like, you're not packing after the breakup sex. Things have already been packed.
I agree. So like it's very funny. I think that it was this intricate. I would imagine like breakup, just like tearful or like ravenous, not like,
not like,
all right, get like, out are the all lube. The supplies here.
Right. I wrote that this was a sign from above. Can you imagine? You're like, you know, when you do something one last time, you're like one last time, and then it just turns into a disaster.
Yeah.
And you're like, this
should,
is why
should you just let it go.
Should, yeah, just let it, yeah, go. The minute that butt plug is nowhere to be found. You're like,
all right, it's time to leave.
Wow, right. We good. God agrees.
Yeah.
We should break
this
up.
This should have ended, yeah.
Did you have a name for it?
Called it the big ass butt plug.
Love that. Got a big ass butt
Hole. Big ass butthole.
That's right. Using that butt plug too much. I wrote Dora the Anal Explorer.
Okay, I like that.
Right, because she had to like, there is a thing where she's she says she did it herself, but I was thinking like if he helped, he's like looking inside.
I feel like it might be difficult to do it yourself. How would you see it?
Right, she must be flexible.
Yeah.
She should call me. I had plug too snug.
Okay. Like plug city bitch?
Plug city bitch. Love that. And the search for Curly's gold. I don't know.
Curly?
Remember that movie City Slickers?
I don't think I've seen it.
City Slickers was Billy Crystal. They had a City Slickers
I've heard of
2.
It.
And that was the tagline was the search for Curly's gold. I don't know why.
Oh, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, we're okay. Searching for something. Okay.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
Let's do another email.
Let's do it. All right.
UUP@betches.com. Keep sending them in. We
this
want to hear from you.
Funny. Okay.
This one's like, this is a little different than our second email
usually is.
Normally is. This is a different spin.
We're mixing it up.
I like it.
Hey, J&J, background, I'm a 30-year-old single travel nurse new to New York City. The travel nurse community is just
they love a podcast.
All over the U-Up.
Yeah, they yeah. love the U-Up.
A few weeks ago, I stopped into a random restaurant for a late lunch and a beer. The place was pretty empty, and the bartender and I started chatting. He bought one of my drinks and asked for my number before I left. I was super excited. He had tattoos and a beard. Plus, I love meeting IRL.
Again, IRL. We put those people on a pedestal.
IRL summer part 2.
That's right.
He texted me right away and learned he's 29 and works in my neighborhood but lives in a different borough. So hanging out when he gets off work would be the most convenient. That weekend we met up after he got off work, had a few drinks and late night pizza and went back to my place, hooked up, and it was fun but definitely a casual situation. That sounds pretty casual.
Right.
We discussed hanging out again, specifically him taking me to my first Mets game. I think he might have mentioned a breakup a few months ago, but again, it was casual, so I didn't really think much of it. We didn't talk much after, but maybe a text here or there, but no plans to meet up again. Then I get the following messages from him 2 weeks later. All right. I'll be her, you be him.
What are you up to the 28th through the 31st this month?
3 day span.
Right.
I'm not sure. I don't have my schedule past Sunday yet. Why? What are you thinking?
So, all caps on the so. I know we just met, and it might be a long stretch to ask, but I got my mom's brother and sister coming over those days, and I'm giving them my room. I got nowhere to stay. Upside down smiley face. You can't just send upside down smiley face at the end of anything to make it okay.
What does upside down smiley face mean?
Upside down smiley face means I just said something that
weird.
Weird. That I feel weird saying,
okay.
And I need to let you know I feel weird. And
I know it's weird.
I know it's weird, but that's what bothers me. Is like,
have you ever used it?
I don't think I've ever used it. Listen, I could be wrong. I'm thinking back. It's not something I would use.
Not in your top emojis.
No. What's your top emojis?
It's probably like the thumbs up emoji. Let me something really boring.
My top emojis. Okay, you ready?
Let's hear it.
Laughing so hard I'm crying. Big fan of that emoji.
That's good. Yeah, you send that one a lot.
Big fan. Okay.
Are you usually laughing so hard that you're crying?
No, but I want to let people know, I see what you're saying. I see you. I feel you. I laugh so hard I cry.
Okay.
Fire emoji.
Okay.
I like a fire emoji.
That one's in my top.
Airplane. The airplane.
Makes sense. I do fly a traveler. Lot. Yeah.
Peace sign.
What is the peace sign for?
Peace sign.
I know what it looks like. And I'm saying, like, when do you send it? When you're like leaving?
Yeah.
Okay.
Glasses with the smirk. Sunglasses emoji. Love okay. that one.
Like cool guy?
Right. Cool guy emoji I would send in a situation like this. Like, no, but I would never ask this.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Okay, blushing smile emoji. I do a lot of blush. I do more blushing smile emoji than I would have ever thought I would have done.
When do you send that one? Is that in dating?
It's a thank you.
Okay.
It kind of goes in place of a thank. If you write thank you, it comes up as an option.
Okay.
Thumbs down emoji, because I'm judgy.
Okay. Thumbs down.
Yes. And then in the clenched teeth emoji and the...
Clenched teeth emoji is a good one.
Love it,
that really
clench.
Conveys a certain... vibe.
In my mind, that's the one I'm using instead of upside down.
That one's like, I'm running really late.
Right.
Like, sorry.
Jordana did a perfect impression of it. Yeah. If you're on YouTube. Also, American flag emoji.
Because you're patriotic.
Because I'm from the greatest country on earth. Okay. And red dress emoji. I love
that one.
I've
gotten that one from you before.
Yes.
I don't like remember.
That is always like, let's party. So those are my top. What do you got?
Let me see. Hold on. I keep forgetting how to do this. 1 second. Okay.
It is funny. The minute you're asked to pull up your emojis, you forget how to get to emojis.
How do I get to emojis? Like, how do you get to emojis?
Just go to text to me and then go to the bottom left.
Oh, right. It's in. Oh, I see. Right.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm not doing well. Okay. Red heart emoji is my first emoji.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I've got that. That has gotten. Yeah, that's out there.
Yeah. Fingers crossed emoji.
Really?
Yeah.
You're hopeful.
Hopeful. Yeah. fire emoji. I also have.
Fire emoji. Good.
Birthday cake emoji. You know, I got a lot of nieces and nephews. I've got to if I don't have a chance to call for their birthdays, I have to send an emoji.
Send the cake.
That's like my bad aunt emoji.
Birthday cake because I'm a bad aunt.
Yeah. Party emoji.
Party emoji.
Yeah, like the party, like the.
Oh, like a.
Can't
okay.
wait to party.
What maybe is that? A horn? I always think it's a
like,
horn.
It's like a party confetti, whatever.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
That's a good one.
I don't know why I have a roller coaster emoji. I don't know.
Life's a ride.
I have a money emoji.
You're a big CEO. You got a company to run.
And I have regular happy face.
Okay.
Regular sad face.
Really?
For some reason, a four-leaf clover doesn't make any sense to
Luck
me.
Luck of the Irish.
And I got a bunch of the, I don't know what you call them. I've got the praying hands and then I got like the...
I do that one a lot on Instagram.
Yeah, I do that
That's
one
my
Instagram
big
too.
Instagram,
yeah.
like a thank you.
Right, yes. Like, I'm coming to the show, blah, blah, blah. Like,
love it. That's love an easy it. One yeah. to send. Yeah. You know what I've noticed? Awesome. There's a version of woman out there that sends like the black heart because they're artsy and they love what you did.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think your most used emojis say a lot about you.
I guess they do now that I'm seeing that. I mean, you got the airplane one in there.
Right.
Yeah.
There's subtle variations.
Yeah.
The upside down face, I'm happy we're both not upside down face people.
No, that was
but
not.
But it is.
I never knew what it really meant.
It's an acknowledgement that I am doing something beyond what I am comfortable doing and I'm making it your problem.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It is, I'm being awkward, so now I'm admitting it, so now you can't call me out for being awkward.
Right.
These people had
this
a hookup,
crazy.
And then he's like, I got my, he didn't even call my aunt and uncle. He called them my mom's sister.
Is it my mom's brother and my sister? Or my mom's brother and sister?
My mom's brother and sister coming over those days.
My aunt and uncle? Or is that like my uncle and my sister?
Tell these losers to get a fucking hotel
and
room.
And also, these opposite sex people are sharing a room?
I
like your uncle and are sharing a room, or your uncle and your sister are sharing a room?
If that's where my life is, then I'll start to understand Tom Sandoval. I'll be like... Tom, this is Tom's fear.
This is
weird. He's going to be rooming with his sister at his nephew's place.
Tom Sandoval's a bartender also. No offense to the bartender.
But he owns the bar. He owns
5% of the bar.
5% more than I got.
I guess he owns the other bar, but it's not doing that well.
Oh, it is? It's in trouble?
Yeah, supposedly. That's the theme of the season. Anyway.
Okay.
Ha ha ha. I was not expecting that.
It's okay. I'll figure it out. Ha ha. See, again, this is on the upside down face emoji. I'll figure it out. Guess just we'll throwing, sleep in an alley.
Just throwing it out there.
Right.
LOL, I thought you were going to ask me to go to a game.
Like this wasn't about the Mets? That was a plan we had, but you too busy. And me.
But not she's. But you think she's going to be not too busy to host you for 3 days?
Yeah. What?
She goes, I work 3 days a week, LOL.
You rarely find that. She says she's living in New York City, but good for her. You rarely find the person of like, I got nothing to fucking do.
As you know, I don't really work that much.
Right. Famously.
She's a travel nurse.
Yeah.
I guess that's
a hero.
I mean, you probably work like longer hours, I bet, for fewer days. Whatever.
Listen, there's no judgment on how much she works, but it is a very not New York thing to be like, I do 3 days a week. I'm doing shit.
Everyone in New York is trying to pretend they're busier than everyone else.
Absolutely. So she writes, I work 3 days a week, LOL. And then he writes, frowny face. So no. He double downs.
And then she doesn't answer.
He sends a kissing face emoji. Annoying. That's annoying.
Yeah.
And then he writes, hey, seriously.
Is this at 4:51 a.m. that he writes this? Because before it says 0026, makes me think it's midnight.
So 0026, midnight kissy face emoji. Then at 4:51 a.m., you're right.
That's crazy.
Hey. If someone texts me, hey, he write, hey, seriously, at 4 in the morning, at 5 in the morning, you better have lost an arm.
Yeah.
Hey, that's crazy. Seriously, can you help me by staying with you from 28 to 02?
Oh, now he increased the time frame before it was the 28th to the 31st. He's added on 2 more days.
That's brutal.
Hey, I don't think so. I don't really feel comfortable with it. I'm sorry. Hope you figure something out.
Ha ha. Thanks.
Oh my God. I hate this guy.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm all about the fuck me like you need a home vibe. But the effort he put into the hookup wasn't near that level, LOL. Not to mention he grew up here. Like, how does he not have a friend to stay with? Maybe he had plans to stay with his ex when he offered to let his family stay at his place. I guess my place is convenient for him to get to work. I don't know, but definite ick I never imagined I would catch. Yikes. Sincerely, the audacity and the ick. Here's my thought on this.
Please.
He still lives with the ex-girlfriend.
What do you mean?
Because he mentioned a recent breakup.
Oh, or something. Yeah.
And I think he has to leave his apartment because of maybe some sort of... I think he... Because did they go back to hers?
Yes.
So I think he lives with the ex. And
they go back to hers because they're in a different borough and she lives near the bar.
Yeah. I think that excuse about my mom's brother and sister, to me, that's like a lie.
To get out of his own house and he sees it as an opportunity to like... get some space for a few days.
Yeah, from the ex. Or maybe she's moving out and he needs to leave in that time frame. Like, I think he needs to leave for some reason relating to living or having lived with the ex. Because it just doesn't make any sense that why would anyone offer their bedroom to their uncle and sister or uncle and aunt stay together? Like, if they didn't have anywhere else to go, like, who would do that?
It's all crazy. Yeah, you're right. There's something... we're missing.
To me, that's like a lie. There's just no one normal would do that.
No. And to push on it, it's abnormal. And listen, this is advice I was given. If I'm in his position, I'm living with my ex and I'm like, I got to get out of here. Fucking go into debt.
Yeah.
To get away. Like go, if you, like there's
just imagining you leaving an apartment and going, hey, can I stay with you from the,
hey.
I love that he increased the time frame on the second try. That was amazing.
Try to pull a fast one.
That was amazing.
I always wonder, you know, this brand of person, the ballsy person,
mm-hmm.
I always wonder like when someone marries that type of person, cause they're out there.
Yeah.
There's this, he is a specific type if this is how he's operating. Because I see this and I'm like...
This is the first kind of thing like this he's pulled, obviously.
No, if he feels okay, like, The person who sends the upside down face emoji for the thing they know is like, because he's doing it with awareness when he sends the upside down face emoji.
Yeah.
He's going, I know this is a huge ask and I feel awkward saying it. So now I'm letting you know that I feel awkward. I always wonder, when does someone find out that they're with the ballsy person? Because I could never date someone like that. Or is that what someone's attracted to?
I think there's a butt for every seat,
right?
I think there's some people maybe who are also socially incompetent who also are like into that. Or they're like, oh, this person's so spontaneous. They like make up some sort of positive euphemism for like
he gets
those
what
antics.
He wants.
Right, yeah.
You know, like,
he's a go-getter.
He's a go-getter, yeah.
He's bold.
Right.
There's all sorts of like other things I think that you could call this like freeloader / crazy person.
Like to me, this is a disgusting quality.
Yeah, like, this is awful. Right?
Like the idea of.
And then to ask once, I could see maybe in the most desperate of situations where you really had absolutely nowhere else to go to ask. One time in a way that's like, I know this is completely insane.
Right.
And then if they said no or didn't say yes immediately.
Scurry away.
To drop it immediately in embarrassment.
Right. And say, bring it up. And if you do hang out again, bring it up and go, I'm sorry I even asked.
Right. I mean, you think it's like that. We watch the Tinder swindler, right?
Right.
So it's like the Tinder swindler is kind of like this person. Well, at least they kind of, the Tinder swindler is like a smarter version of this because they like butter you up first and like.
At least they let you see coffee in a nice lobby.
Right. Like you made they made a move that was like a little bit of a grace period. Like that's a professional.
Right.
But that's a professional version of this guy. This is like the poor man's Tinder swindler.
He's invested $0.
Right. Because the dinner waits a little bit and then he's like, oh, my check is like not going through. Could you do me a solid?
He at least put money towards his swindle.
Right. He's a high end operation. This
right.
is like,
this is
that's
a low
the, why
end.
It's insulting, you know?
Yeah. It's, you got to run away from people like this in my mind. Right?
Definitely. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Was there even a question that came with
no,
this?
No, they just wanted to let us know. that's why I said it was such
oh,
a
that's
different
funny.
One.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, can you believe this?
Yeah, that's
I mean, I can't believe it.
I think that's exactly how I would do it, too. I think I would answer exactly like she did. Where
oh,
I was
yeah.
like, almost like as
I don't
a
feel
joke.
Comfortable.
Like, yeah, but the first question would be like, you're not, like, you're joking, right?
Kind right, of. Right. This is a joke, right? I mean, you saw something I didn't. The first thing back, your aunt and uncle are going to stay together? Right.
Or your uncle and your sister again. Yeah, some
whatever
sort of,
this is.
I just didn't. I don't think it's real.
It just, there's something off. Something's
I just
afoot.
It doesn't make any sense to me that someone would do that. Right? Would you ever offer your bedroom to someone who was visiting when you didn't have a plan of where you were going?
I don't even offer my bedroom to someone I'm hooking up with. Skedaddle.
Get out of here.
Get shoo. Yeah, this is.
You're
crazy.
Always. You're never welcome.
No.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's play some games.
All right, red flag or deal breaker? Let's do it.
Let's do it. Number one, he shits his pants on the date.
Starting off strong.
Yeah, this is. I don't know how that's not a deal breaker, but let's. I won't get ahead of it. In the days of Tinder, I went out.
Some still people, the days of Tinder.
I don't know. This is like, that's such like a, there is this need to like put a cap on things, you know, that some people do.
Tinder's still around.
Tinder's still around. So it's probably the biggest dating app in the world right. still.
Maybe she means she used to be single.
In the days of Tinder, I went on a date with a guy on a first date to a driving range. He was nothing like his profile and super disappointing. But on the way out past the office, I was walking ahead and mid-sentence, he stops talking. I turn around to see watery diarrhea all down his legs. He had shorts on and over the fake green. I stood there with my mouth open in shock as he screamed, I can't believe that just happened.
Ah! Oh, that's I can't believe it either. Yeah.
I can't believe that just happened. Like, that's sitcom.
It's like Bridesmaids. It's happening.
Right.
It's happening. Yeah.
I said, does it happen often?
I would say I would save that question for like the postmortem of this.
Right.
Like,
right. In the moment, it's like,
I don't know. Like, let's, priorities. Yeah.
Yeah. It does feel very like, does it happen often?
Right, like,
and then like the studio audience, you know, right.
Yeah, like what's going on here?
The manager came out and told me it best be I leave. Luckily, I drove myself and got out of there the next day. So the manager shoos you away from your date? That's really fucking sad.
That sounds insensitive.
The next day I texted him, don't worry, shit happens. But needless to say, it was a nah for me. What do you think?
Okay, it sounds like she didn't like him anyway, but... Let's say the date was going really well.
So that was my, that was what I thought. I had the same thought as you because, I mean, what, when I mean, it's, when a date's going badly, you know it. And to have yourself, to shit yourself, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe.
Do you feel the same way about shitting as you do about peeing in the street?
There was a response. Some people appreciated that.
Really?
That I took the side of.
Who?
I saw a tweet. There was a tweet, one single tweet. Some people, okay, one person.
A lot of people have been.
No,
have
the
been
people are talking.
Okay, one did anyone say that they didn't agree with you?
Haven't heard that response yet.
Okay.
So, but I will say, if the date is going great, and they shit themselves, it's not a deal breaker.
I agree. Especially if it's an accident. If it's an accident.
If it's not an accident, still not a, like if they did, like, I don't know how it's not an accident.
If you're, you said if it's not an accident, still not a deal breaker.
Well, no, that's a deal breaker.
It's on purpose. So,
hey, before you go, they just squat down.
Yeah.
No,
no warning. What is, I mean, I would want to know more information at a later date.
I would assume this happens for women more than men. Women pee themselves quicker than
this
men.
This guy is not, this is not urine.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm wondering.
I've never.
Do women have less control? Like, I
think that it's, okay, the
women laugh so hard they pee themselves more often than it seems
well,
men
Well, they say
do.
After you give birth, you're more likely to pee yourself because it's like you've stretched out your muscles down there.
Right.
But I don't, I, mean, I haven't, I don't. Enough,
you know, it's a second purse. Shit out there.
Who needs a gynecologist?
Right. I'm the gynecologist. How? Wait a minute. That was the funniest. We have to talk about
this.
Oh,
that was great.
The live show in Chicago. We're on stage.
We're doing a Q&A.
Q&A. And someone was like, they were saying that they got.
They were saying that the guy they were hooking up with had chlamydia and gave it to them and asked them if they could still have sex while they were taking, they're both taking their antibiotics.
Right. And we were discussing it. Yeah. And we were basically saying, like, it's a little weird that. You know, yeah, he doesn't want to hang out with you. Yeah. Like, you guys can take a week off or whatever it takes to get over chlamydia. As we're discussing this, a gynecologist
runs up
to the stage. Is like, wait, stop, stop everything. You can't hook up on the like, medications. The yeah, it was like he was warning.
He was like, do not do that.
Yeah, it was. You said it was Doc Brown sent from the future.
Yeah, it was crazy. He was like here to warn us about everything that was happening.
It was very funny.
It was very funny. I think, yeah, it would have to be.
Let's say you're having the best date. It's got to be a great date. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh my God. I wouldn't
go on a first date to a driving range, first of all. But, okay.
I mean, this guy ain't going to do that anymore either, right. I don't think.
I mean, it'd be one thing if they were like on a golf course and there was, you know, he
nowhere
couldn't get back. He's at the driving range. There's got to be a bathroom in there.
Right. It is a little...
I do feel bad, though. I assume this was not on purpose.
Yeah. We'll live in the world where it was not on purpose. But I feel horrible for the guy because he obviously had an issue. Like,
yeah.
Have you ever been on a date where you had to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to the bathroom.
Oh, I've taken a shit on a date and...
In your pants or in the
bathroom? No, in the bathroom. Okay, I mean, that's even like not fun.
In the bathroom, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, where you been? And there's like no line. You're like...
You have to say there was a line.
You have to always say there's a line.
I always just say there's a line.
There was such issues there. Yeah, you blame the place.
It's crazy. They only have 16 bathrooms.
Yeah, so it's insane.
For a restaurant this size.
Because I have stomach things.
Yeah.
So I've had to like during a date
No judgment. Everyone, you know what? I think it's nice to give everyone a little time to catch up on their phones before they keep going.
I agree. One bathroom break a date.
Little phone break.
If you don't go to the bathroom during a date, you're being rude. Like
the other person can go though.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but I've gone. I always take one little moment. Let's go take back five. To our corners.
Intermission.
Yeah, a little intermission.
Intermission, as we say.
Let's do another one.
Okay. Two, he spends dinner with your family watching a sports game under the table. Hi, J&J. Looking forward to seeing you at the Philly show coming up.
It might be just us three.
And the Betches staff.
And the staff, right.
Quick red flag or deal breaker for you. The first time meeting my family, I noticed him watching a March Madness game under the dinner table. It might be worth noting he's almost 30. I think the almost 30.
His age doesn't matter at all to me.
I think the age is like youngish. It's not
right.
Like,
there's a lot of people that write in and they're 30.
Right.
No, I mean, you are what you is. You know, there's a lot of 80-year-olds who act like fucking children.
It depends how like bad he was at being discreet.
This is insane. This is crazy.
You think?
Yeah, under the table.
First, you know what? It's the first time.
Yeah,
that's fucked up.
So first time meeting the family.
If he's at like a, you know, just how you guys happen to be going to dinner with the family, he's looking at the score under the table quickly. That's one thing.
Right. To have it, the streaming the game.
Yeah.
Is crazy.
No, that's crazy.
Checking on the score. Total. I agree with you.
Right. Discreetly, just checking the score. Go back to the conversation.
Even in during the conversation. Hey, does anyone know the score of the game?
I think that's weirder. It's like my mom's telling you about her recent renovation. Yeah. One sec. Does anyone know the score?
I mean,
I'd rather him look at his phone underneath the table.
Well, if it's like UConn won the whole thing last season. So if someone was like, if the parents go, where'd you go to college? UConn. They're actually playing and if the parents are like, oh, what's the score? Like I would expect the parents to be a little bit more playing along.
Right.
If it's just like he has money on the game and he has no connection to it, it's a little fucked up.
No, I agree. Again, it depends like.
Let's say you
if it was the first time he's meeting my parents, I think that's fucked up.
You're meeting Mike's parents.
Okay.
Okay. It's this Thursday night during the Vanderpump reunion.
Okay. It's Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
It's tonight.
Is it tonight?
Yes.
Holy
There's
shit.
Three parts. So it's tonight. Next week, it's the week after.
Oh, they're really stretching this out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they usually do three-part reunions. Those are the best.
Okay, good.
You should watch the reunion.
Will I be able to know everything?
You'll get a good sense.
I fear that I'll get more annoyed at the Ariana, the victim, than anyone else. Like, to me, he's done. He's dead. It's over for him.
Yeah, but now we get to watch the stoning.
Right. Fair.
This does not bring out my nicest instincts.
No, this is who you are. I made a TikTok.
This is who I am.
This is who you are, how you react to the Ariana scandals.
Well, you know, I was talking to Dr. Naomi on this about this on an episode of Oversharing where it's like, this is actually a healthy way for me to get out my petty need for extreme drama.
Right. You're not doing it amongst your friends and your group creating it.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not like talking shit about a friend to another friend. Mm. I'm like talking shit about people who don't know me, who I don't really know, who it doesn't really matter.
Right. And I guess when you talk with your friends about it, you put yourselves in their shoes. What would you do? What, you know, that's kind of what this podcast is all about.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It's a bonding thing.
I get that. I guess the part where it goes over the line for me is,
I mean,
like,
I'm not writing negative Yelp reviews on his bar. Right.
There are people doing that.
Yeah, those are the crazy. I mean, like,
that's
the thing,
crazy.
But you always see the craziest people because they're the most loud.
Right. Someone compared it to sports for me, and I'm like,
I compared
you
it to
did.
Sports.
But I guess
before you talk shit about that person, that was me.
No, but I guess I would say those are the same crazies for sports.
Yeah,
the
you
one,
see the psychopaths who are starting fights at the hockey game.
Right. And like if someone was to show up at one of the players' houses.
Yeah, you'd be like, you're a lunatic.
Right. Or went and reviewed their restaurant badly because they missed a kick.
Yeah.
You'd be like, you're fucking out of your mind.
But there's people like that.
There are people
saying.
Like
you
that.
Can't
that's
judge.
True.
You can't judge us for the worst of us.
No, I'm with you. It's funny though that people are like, well, what about sports? I'm like, yeah, those are fucking crazy people too. There's people going and meeting the parents for the first time under the table.
Yeah, that's a monster. It's like if I was watching the Vanderpump Rules finale.
Like if I brought a woman home and it was their first time meeting my parents, it was the night of the Vanderpump reunion, and she was like, every conversation kept coming back to Vanderpump, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Does anyone know what
Just like a
where Ariana's dress is from.
Link it. Let's do one more.
Okay.
You and your partner are flying together, but only one of you gets an upgraded seat. So this has made the rounds recently.
Did you see this, the New York Times thing?
So I saw it. It's a very specific situation. The guy doesn't sound great in that article.
Yeah. I mean, she did write the email, but from the way she writes it, he sounds like a monster.
It's hard for him to deny it. She basically said, okay, so I'll read this. As I'm sure you've seen by now, a particular husband is getting a lot of shit for always flying first class while his wife and children sit in coach. In this example, I believe he opts to do this and pays outright for first class seat and opts to pay less for the wife and children, saying he doesn't want to spend the extra money on them. For obvious reasons, based on these facts, he does seem like an asshole. Right.
Agreed, yes. I think that's sort of like, I don't understand the argument against that. The people who are saying that that's okay?
There's some people that live in this extreme of like, well, it's hit. You know, they're probably making apologies for how they live their own lives.
Okay.
Where they're going, well, I make my money. My wife makes her money. We buy our own things separate. Like, they live in that kind of world. I'm sure that's the only one that could defend him, because the idea that he's like, well, I get myself. I'm the breadwinner.
Back there with the kids.
Right.
That's crazy.
In the pig pen with the slop.
I think that would be so embarrassing. Wouldn't
how
it?
Do you explain yourself to people? Right. I don't know. And also, like, it's a little bit like, it's a little old school in the sense of like I make the money, so I, you know, you kind of work for me.
Right. It does feel like she works for him.
Right. And if I was in that marriage where I'm in the back, I'd be like, can I get out of this?
Yeah.
You know, like I would, is this person.
This would be a bigger issue than the,
right.
Seat.
So this person kind of changed it. Let's change it up, though. What if you and your partner book tickets separately and one of you has a higher status with the airline, so therefore only the flyer can upgrade for a fair price? If you take the upgrade, is that a red flag or a deal breaker? Does it help you if you received an automatic upgrade and you did not intentionally upgrade yourself while leaving your partner in the back?
I think it does matter.
I agree.
If you pay for the upgrade, that's kind of fucked up, especially if you were sitting together before.
You're paying for it in tandem. Right.
We're going to both upgrade.
Let's both upgrade.
Right.
You're making a decision to do something different than the group. It's a dick.
Yeah, I agree. That's fucked up.
Automatic upgrades. This is where it gets gray.
Here's my thought on the automatic upgrade. You have to offer it to your partner. It can be an empty gesture. You could not want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the kind thing to do is to offer it. I think someone takes it.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy to not
someone
take it.
Has to take
someone it. Must take it.
Mm-hmm.
Offer it to them. If they say no, take it. If they say yes, you take it and you judge them. But you give it to them and you judge them.
I've done this.
Okay.
Okay.
You must offer.
I think I offered.
Okay.
No, I am not sure.
Okay.
I am not.
I think it's rude not to offer. I think it's rude to accept the offer.
I think you offer and then they go no, and then you go, we'll go halvesies.
For half the flight?
You get first half, I get first half, or second half, first half. You get the meal, I get the sleep, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if they say no, you got to take it.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck with your life.
For sure.
I'll see you at the end of the flight.
You got to offer, though.
You got to offer. I think.
What if you offered and they said, okay.
Have fun up there.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
Not gonna, I mean, we'll, I would give it to we'll them. Break up after Mike, we land.
I would give it to Mike.
Yeah.
But I would never forget it.
Never.
If he took it. Well, I said to him, because that's happened to us before where I've gotten the upgrade without him.
It has happened to me, yeah.
And I have said to him, you know, like, one, if you really want, you could have it. And he's always like, I'm not gonna take it, obviously. But I do say, if you were really sick or if you weren't feeling well, if there was like some sort of difference in our like ability to get through this flight.
Right, right.
Or let's say he had like a fear of flying or he was very, you know, one of us had that kind of situation. I think then it's more like if he was like real nauseous and sick and had like a fever or something, I would put him in a more comfortable seat.
Right. It's tough.
You don't agree?
This is really tough. I
If you were flying with someone and they sick?
I'd bring them back one of the nicer snacks. I'd help them out that way.
What if it's your wife and what if it's the original thing? It's your wife and your kids.
And I get upgraded automatically.
Yeah.
I say, listen, kids, you and your poor mother are going to have a very nice flight. And if we go down, this is goodbye.
She'll be with you. It's like that. There's a movie about that. About an avalanche, it's called Downhill.
So they made there was a remake of that.
Yeah. I watched the original Swedish version.
The original, people love that movie.
It's a good movie. Better movie than the remake, I think.
And she likes, it's like a weird, it's like, it's not a comedy.
It's kind of amazing. It's almost like a dark comedy, but it's not quite funny enough.
So, well, the premise of that movie is
Avalanche. They're on a family ski trip.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, I'm familiar with the premise because it becomes this like.
It's like the premise is the whole
the conceit, makes you think.
Yeah. So they're on a ski trip. There's like, they're eating outside. They're taking like a lunch break. They're eating outside. Mm. There's an avalanche of like snow. Like everyone is freaking out. And the husband runs inside. And the mom is like, has like the kids like under her arm, like is protecting the kids outside. And the dad runs inside. And then it turns out to like not be that big of a deal. Like everyone was scared, but like it was fine.
Right.
And then the rest of the movie is basically about the awkward tension where like the dad is like not addressing the fact that he just like abandoned the whole family. And he's like, and the mom is just like rethinking her entire life.
Right. It's like if you got the ick for your husband.
Right. But you've never seen him in that scenario before.
Right.
Yeah.
And to me, it's an interesting idea. Of like,
it's great concept, yeah. It's
great concept. And then they remade it with Will Ferrell and...
That was like they were trying to make it into more of a comedy than right. I think it really was supposed to be.
The interesting part is like the real thought on it, you know?
Well, I think when I watched that movie with Mike and I was like, oh my God, if like, you're kind of like, I would feel the same way. I wouldn't like immediately be like, we're getting divorced, but you would take, almost like... She's you almost like watch her like it like sink in to her over the course of like the rest of this vacation where at first she's just like acting a little weird and then she gets like more and more like angry and he's just trying to pretend that it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And it becomes like such a great microcosm for like communication in a relationship.
To me, it would be a tough watch to watch this guy, you know. Her husband just becomes unfuckable over the course of these 2 hours.
Immediately. It saves himself. Yeah.
There it is. I mean, I would one
feel,
of the I mean, funniest...
wouldn't you feel the same way if you were your wife and it was an avalanche and there's your two kids and then your wife runs inside?
I guess, you know, there's not as much put on the protection. The protector, sure. You know, like,
I still think that would be really fucked up.
It'd be fucked up, but I wouldn't.
It'd be less fucked up to leave like you're just your husband. But it's more, I think the societal thing is like the mother leaving her kids would be almost worse in some senses.
A hawk leaving the nest.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I mean,
there's a Seinfeld episode where there's a fire in the kitchen and George sprints out and pushes a clown out of the way and pushes an old woman. And it's one of the funniest physical scenes of Seinfeld ever. He pushes the grandma out of the way because there's a fire. It's like
absurd.
Well, we solved dating again, Jordana.
We did it. I'm proud of us. And we'll be back next week.
Boom.
The U Up Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Maddie Paul, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Maddie Paul. Be sure to follow at u.up.podcast on Instagram and send us your emails to uup@betches.com.
Betches.